situation at running back with the injury? Where do you stand right now?
I really don't know. Kind of get a better feeling Wednesday. You know, Andre Hall sprained his ankle in the first play of the game. In fact, I think he was pretty lucky. Looked like he could have broke it if you take a look at the end zone copy. So for him to play with that type of ankle injury was really a credit to him to last as long as he did in the game. But I'll know more on Wednesday.
Selvin might be able to return.
I don't know. We'll find out Wednesday. You know, these guys are getting treatments and kind of doing what they can to get ready. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see.
Do you have to send Andre for an MRI?
Yeah, just a high ankle sprain. You know, so we'll see how quickly he gets better.
Have you heard anything of Travis's status?
No. Okay. Have not heard anything about Travis. Have you?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Right.
Greg, is the challenge any different than, say, when you guys lost to Detroit to kind of keep the team positive and all that kind of stuff after a loss like that yesterday?
No, I don't think so. You know, Detroit was a lot different game. You know, we barely scored on offense, and, you know, they moved the ball pretty good on defense. And yesterday was a little bit different. But, you know, the end result was the same.
Christian, was that kind of a loss? Just how well you played 2 weeks before that and then for 3.5 quarters on the fourth quarter?
Well, it's always disappointing, you know, as we talked about last night. Anytime you feel like you have a game won and you give it back, you know, it sticks with you for a lot of years. Go back to Seattle a decade ago and it still sticks with me. We had a 21-point lead and, you know, those type of games when you don't take advantage of an opportunity, you can't close it out, disappointing, but you got to work through it and get ready for the next week.
Is that the game that comes closest in your memory bank?
Oh, unfortunately, I've got a few, but that's one that sticks out, you know, being at home. And in fact, at one point, I think it was 24.
Glad to be done with the NFC North.
Never thought about it that way, but obviously, didn't take advantage. We still got another one, so hopefully we can finish a little bit better.
I guess concern the way you lost, but is there anything positive to take out? How well you played offensively and defensively most of the game? Can you take a positive angle out of that?
You better take a positive angle. You look at the positives and the negatives. You just don't lose and saying, hey, everything was horrible. I mean, you get three, you know, 85-yard drives in the third quarter. That's pretty good. And, you know, we did some good things, you know, defensively too. Except for the last three drives, you know, you give 8 drives and 4 plays and out, 3 turnovers and 11 or 12 drives, but we can't finish. We didn't finish, so, you know, that's disappointing. We got a chance with 7 minutes left. I think they've got 166 yards, so not to be able to close that out was disappointing.
Do you sense that the offensive confidence level is really high right now? It seems to be growing each week.
You know, when you rank 3rd in the National Football League in rushing average and 5th in passing average, there's some good things to look at. Even though we've been doing a little bit better in points over the last few games, it's definitely something to build on, especially when there's a number of new guys out there. So I know you guys look at those stats all the time, so you should be able to tell me.
They don't measure confidence in the stats.
Well, they better. They better.
I guess I know it's been written about and talked about so often, but when you have different running backs come in, whether it be Travis and then Selvin and then Andre yesterday getting over 150 total yards, does it even amaze you at some point that you know you guys keep just rolling along with the running game like you do?
Well, you got to have football players. They're all football players, the guys you just mentioned. So you have to have talent. You know, you don't do it without talent. And these guys are very talented. And like I said, I was really pleased with Andre for him to have the type of ankle sprain he had on the first play of the game. And you know, you look at that in the end zone, and you're not really sure how he comes back. And, you know, for him not to, for him to gut it out was really a credit to him.
Ankle sprains usually take a while. Would you be confident with the guys you have on the roster now if
Andre? Well, let's not be the doctor yet, okay? Let's wait to see what happens. And seeing guys with high ankle sprains come back, you know, different definitions of them play this coming week. Sometimes it takes 3-4 weeks. You never know. But I'll tell you more as the week goes on.
A couple of players said that they thought maybe you have to win out now. Do you agree?
I would say so, yeah.
What, with a guy like Hester, is the problem is that you have to pick between the lesser of two evils. If you don't kick to him, you're probably giving the Bears good field position.
Well, you just got to play like we did in the first half. Play like that, you got a chance. And you can't make any mistakes with a guy with that type of ability. And it only takes one mistake and a guy in the wrong lane, and or maybe it's the punter, the kickoff that could dictate it. But, you know, there's a combination of a lot of different things. But a credit to him. I mean, it's not like guys go for touchdowns every game. But, you know, he made some big plays and was a difference in the game.
Are you happy with the progress of Carl Pema, getting a couple of interceptions, really coming on this year?
Yeah, Carl's done a good job.
Is there anything specifically he's doing differently this year to kind of make that progress?
The two interceptions you mentioned. No, Carl's done a good job. He's getting more confidence, obviously starting at right corner in our nickel, and he's doing a good job. If he wasn't, we wouldn't have him out there, and we wouldn't have Dre to the inside, helping us in the nickel and dime package.
Do you make special teams adjustments, or do you kind of say Devin Hester is one of a kind? And
You keep on working. You know, we've talked about this over the last 3 weeks. We made some strides in special teams and obviously went back this weekend, you know. We could have overcome those two touchdowns. You know, the thing that was really hurt us was a blocked punt, you know. Obviously, the first one going to the 10-yard line. And the second one, even if we just punt it through the end zone, they got to go 80 yards and to turn it over on the 18-yard line, gave them the time to give them a chance to come back. So that was the most disappointing. You know, anytime you kick or punt to a guy like that, there's always a chance for him to go to distance. Anytime you get a big-time receiver or running back, returner, you know, that's the nature of the game. But you're hoping not to get punch blocked like we did.
Do you feel Javon's healthy?
He made some strides. I wouldn't say he's perfectly healthy. I think he'll be a lot more ready this week than he was yesterday. But we'll wait and see.
Were you more reluctant to use him on a slick field yesterday?
Well, you kind of watch him, you know, as a game develops. You know, he was only playing in third downs, and you could tell a couple times that with the field, you know, being raining a little bit, especially during the first half, that watching him through warm-ups, he wasn't completely comfortable with being full speed, but hopefully he will this week. I think he only played 8 plays.
How did you think Kenny Peterson played? It seemed like he was in on a lot of plays for him.
Did a good job. Did a good job. Made some plays. Very smart. Came up with a number of big plays.
Expect to hear about Travis's situation this week, Philly.
I really don't know. I would think that something would come down tomorrow, but I'm not positive. I haven't been told anything.
Could offer on the penalties? Dre and Alvin both said they didn't think there were penalties.
Yeah, I can't go into that. I can't go into that for obvious reasons.
Would it be something you would ask for an explanation?
What's that?
Would it be something, too, you would ask for an explanation?
No, I don't do that anymore.
You've taken Pereira off the speed dial?
I'm not going down that road either. You're trying to get me fined one way or the other.
Following up.
No. No, you watch a lot of film. You can look at it and make your own assessments. But, you know, those things, you know, anytime you get a 14-point lead and you got a chance to close the game out, you don't take advantage of it. Obviously disappointing, as we talked about yesterday. But there's nothing you can do about it now. The only thing you can do something about it is getting ready for the Raiders and hopefully put in the same situation we get it done this time.
Is there any part of this team in sort of a general sense that's been harder for you to figure out or understand than other teams have?
Well, we've got some new players on offense, and we've got some young, very talented guys that are doing some great things, for being so young. You know, defensively, we've gotten better. We're still not where we want to be, but we've made some strides, and for us to be the type of football team, you know, we need to be. We still need to continue those strides. Special teams, I thought we were making some progress until yesterday, and, you know, now you go back to the drawing board. It wasn't kind of effort. You know, there was some great effort there, but we just got to get a little bit better. Hopefully you get Selvin back and Andre back in those return roles, which will help us.
Andre, missing Andre on coverage have an impact too?
Pardon me?
On the fact Andre couldn't play special teams, do you think that
Well, I mean, anytime you take, you know, guys that were backups and you move them to starting positions, obviously affects the special teams, and it's just part of it. That's just the nature of 45-man squad. Okay. Okay, good.
This is off topic. Your relationship with Sonny Bobic. What are your feelings about him possibly leaving CSU?
When did that happen? I haven't.
Well, the athletic director's meeting today at 3 o'clock.
Well, I just know he's not only a heck of a man, but a heck of a football coach. And if CSU loses Sonny Lubick, they'll be losing a great man besides a great football coach. I've always had the utmost respect for him for the last, I don't know, 30 years. You know, he's a man's man, and I respect the heck out of him. And hopefully, if he does leave, it's on his terms and nobody else's. Pardon me?
Did you see the Sean Taylor story this morning?
No.
Shot at his home.
Sean Taylor was?
Yes.
No, I did not hear that. Well, is he all right?
He's in critical condition.
Wow. I did not know that. I tried to keep away from the papers today.